The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Rebound fought for. Mestel is able to come up with it for Kearney Catholic, and he'll give it up ahead here for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer is going to drive. That's a tough left-handed layup that's up and in. So Brady Holtmeyer with his first bucket of the ball game.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader from Kearney as the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals battle the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Up top, there's two Ravenna players, and they end up turning it over. Grosshans comes up with a loose ball, one on three. She takes it all the way in and scores. Emma Grosshans.
Both squads look to rebound from losses suffered on Saturday to Hastings schools. Kearney Catholic was swept by Hastings St. Cilia, while Donovan Trumbull dropped a pair to Adams Central. It's the Cardinals and Stars coming up next, but first, the new Next Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium with ESPN's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon and welcome to Cope Coliseum here on the campus of Kearney Catholic High School, a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader here on ESPN Radio. Donovan Trumbull in town to take on the Stars in girls and boys basketball, and the boys game should be a pretty tight matchup. Donovan Trumbull comes in with a record of 5-7. Kearney Catholic been an up and down year as witnessed by their 500 record. They're 7-7 on the season, and the Kearney Catholic girls trying to rebound from their first loss of the season when they lost in Hastings against St. Cecilia on Saturday, a final of 52-50. They did have a shot at the end of the game that would have won the game for them, but they fall short. Their first regular season loss in a couple of years, and we'll see how they respond here today. They'll be taking on a team that, on paper anyway, really is going to, they're going to have a tough time keeping up with Kearney Catholic. Let's be honest about it. Donovan Trumbull comes in at 3-11 on the year. Kearney Catholic will be a little short-staffed today because Michelle Messmacher has been nursing a little bit of a sore shoulder that first happened against the game against Lexington on the 13th of January. It's been a little sore. It just hasn't really healed, so she was held out of practice yesterday. She will not play today. There is a hope that she'll be able to practice tomorrow, but the plan definitely is that she'll be able to play against Wayne on Saturday. So Michelle Messmacher will not be playing, but the rest of the staff will be on hand here for Kearney Catholic, who try to get back in the winning column after a one-game losing streak, losing to St. Cecilia on Saturday. And we'll set the stage for that as well as give you the starters for both the Cardinals and the Stars. We'll do that as we continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show, as we do before every game. New Tech Seed, proudly bringing you our pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
And welcome back here to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's give you our starting lineup. As we mentioned, Donovan Trumbull comes in with a record of 3-11 on the season. Their starters are Emma Grosshans, who was averaging 17.4 points and 3.6 rebounds. Grosjean's leading scorer without a doubt here for the Cardinals. She is a 5'6 senior. Kiana Pfeiffer is 5'9 and a junior. She's averaging about 1 point and 4 rebounds a contest. Carson Poppy is a 5'10 sophomore. She's averaging 6.3 points, 2.9 rebounds a game. Ashley Tarnick, 5'6 and a junior. Tarnick is averaging a point and a half plus 4.2 rebounds a game. Sydney Rash, a 5'8 sophomore, will round out the starting lineup. She's averaging 8 points and 1 rebound a game for head coach Mark Davis. Now for the Kearney Catholic Stars, it is the usual starters. Allie Prasoski, the UNK basketball recruit, she's a 5'6 senior. She averages 10.1 points and 1.6 rebounds a game. Whitney Culling, 5'6 and a senior, is averaging 5.6 points plus 1.8 rebounds a game. Kylie Teal is a 5'9 sophomore, averaging 10 points and 3.6 rebounds. Maddie Squires, 5'9 and a junior. Maddie's averaging 8.1 points and 4.8 rebounds. Her younger sister, Anna Squires, is a 5'10 sophomore. She's averaging 6.8 points and 4.7 rebounds per contest. And again, there'll be a handful of girls coming off the bench that will average pretty close to what the starters average in this one. But again, Michelle Messbarger will not be in action today because of a sore shoulder. It is not seen to be a long-term problem. They just really kind of felt like they wanted to rest it for a couple days. So she did not practice yesterday, and she will not play here today. Your starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And again, your starting lineup for Donovan Trumbull: Emma Grosjans, Kiana Pfeiffer, Carson Poppy, Ashlyn Tarnick, and Sydney Rash. For Kearney Catholic, it's Allie Prasoski, Whitney Culling, Kylie Teal, Maddie Squires, and Anna Squires. And again, just a reminder for you that we do have
Wherever you are, we are here on our sister station,
Overton and Elwood, on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Doug Duda has the call on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And our next action for these Kearney Catholic Stars will also be on the radio. It'll be on Classic Hits 98.9 on Saturday, when they will be taking on a little bit of an odd doubleheader. It'll begin with the Kearney Catholic girls taking on Wayne, and then the Kearney Catholic boys will be taking on Boys Town. We'll have those games for you on the radio this weekend as well. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams. In and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Do want to apologize. I did stub my toe a little bit. We will have the Kearney Catholic unusual doubleheader, the girls taking on Wayne and the boys taking on Boys Town, but those games will be right here on ESPN Radio, because on Saturday afternoon we'll have the finals of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament. That'll be on the FM, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So in a sense, we'll have both Donovan Trumbull and Kearney Catholic for you on Classic Hits 98.9 on Saturday, whereas the Kearney Catholic on the AM on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as they take on that somewhat unusual doubleheader. And we mentioned it, Kearney Catholic losing on the road, their first regular season loss in a couple of years, and they're hoping to get right back into it here as they take on Donovan Trumbull, get back to their winning ways. We'll take a one last break. We'll be back with the tip after this.
Find a truckload of savings on the ag tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 reduces fuel costs and downtime. BKT Pivot Tires give great traction and long tread wear. Come see the new generation of low-profile tractor tires with the Mitas AC85 R1W. Ask about getting a $100 rebate on Firestone tires. Call for current prices on their tires in the size you need at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. And we're just about ready for the tip here between the Stars and the Cardinals. It is underway, and the tip is controlled by Kearney Catholic as Teal brings in the offensive end. Gives it off for Prusowski. Back to Prusowski, top of the circle. Little zone here for the Cardinals. They'll kick it left side. Teal will fire a three-pointer. It is no good. And rebound taken out of there by Colling. Colling gives it top of the circle for Squires. Inside for Anna Squires. They'll kick it back out. Prusowski will try another three, and that one she'll drain. So Allie Prusowski with the three-pointer. Stars capitalize on their first possession of the ball game. A little pressure being put on here on Grosshans. Grosshans gave the ball away, now gets it back. As Rash had it momentarily. Grosshans pass up ahead into the hands here of Poppy. Poppy is stopped by Prusowski. They double team, bad pass. Going to be stolen away by Whitney Colling. Colling is going to drive, take it off glass, and she'll get the steal and the layup on the other end. So the turnover hurting the Cardinals here in the early stages. Grosshans with the basketball, throws it up on the left side. Poppy is being trapped, gives it back out to Grosshans. They're going to have to hustle to beat the 10-second clock. And in the offensive end comes Grosshans. She gets it across in time. And now they'll set up the half-court offense. Stars going man-to-man right now and a long pass. That's a bad idea because it's intercepted by Squires. And Maddie Squires will drive, misses the shot. But a nice steal there by Maddie Squires. And now Don Trumbull, no problem getting the ball up court. Pass on the outside is tipped away by Anna Squires and out of bounds. She stepped out there as they were trying to get the ball out here for Carson Poppy, and it was tipped away by Squires. And so Don Trumbull will inbound it. 5-0 here, minute and a half into the game. We've got 6.5 to go, and a little steal here by Squires. Coming up with it is going to be Maddie Squires. This time she's going with that left hand, and this time the bucket is up and good. So quick 7-0 run here for Kearney Catholic to get things started. And a bad pass is going to be tipped into the hands of Kylie Teal. She's got another steal. She's going to lay it up with that left hand. Shot will not fall. And we got a timeout being taken here by the Cardinals. Quick 30-second timeout for Mark Davis. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them. 7-0 Stars. 6:06 to go in the first quarter. Back after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Cardinals calling the timeout here, down 7-0 with 6:06 to go in the first quarter to see if they can talk their way through this press. Kiana Pfeiffer gets the inbound. She'll hand the ball off here for Grosshans. Grosshans will pass the ball up ahead. It goes through one Cardinals' hands. That'll be another turnover. Here come the Stars on the run. And they'll work the ball back around. They kick it back out for Maddie Squires. Right side to Prosowski. She thought about shooting over the top of that zone, but she'll skip it out to Teal. She's wide open for three. Her three-pointer is no good. And the rebound is off the hands of Anna Squires and out of bounds. So they couldn't capitalize that time. And the Stars' shooting percentage is under 50%, but that's still better than Donovan Trumbull. They have yet to get a shot off. We played 2:18 and a five-second count on Donovan Trumbull as they could not get the ball inbounded in the face of this Kearney Catholic pressure. So now the Stars will inbound it, calling to trigger it in. And she'll get the top of the circle here for Squires. Maddie Squires has the ball knocked loose. Teal's able to track it down. Now it's knocked in the backcourt. Prosowski's able to pick it up. Since it was last touched by the Cardinals, there's no over and back here. And Prosowski brings in the offensive end. She'll throw it at the high post through the hands of Squires, and that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Tracking down the loose ball there was Rash. She'll give it off right side here for Grossons, and Grossons has the ball knocked out of her hands. It goes out of bounds over there, so it will be Cardinal basketball. And those black road uniforms, the red numbers, got some nice red trim on it, including around the neck and on the sleeves. Sharp-looking uniforms. Is dribbling through here is going to be Grossons. Grossons closely guarded there by Calling, has picked up her dribble. Now we'll pass it on the right side here for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer on the bounce, left wing, gives it top of the circle here for Grossons, who's going to fire a three in and out. Good-looking shot, will not fall, and the rebound is going to go out to Squires. Long pass up ahead for Whitney Calling, who makes the banks it off the glass. It will not fall, and rebound is taken out by Donovan Trumbull. So Stars with a point-blank opportunity, and they couldn't get the shot to fall. Then the Donovan Trumbull turnover, be another layup on the other end for Kearney Catholic, and Kylie Teal will lay it up and in after Donovan Trumbull turns the ball over. So a 9-0 start here for Kearney Catholic and another Donovan Trumbull turnover. Teal now has it on the baseline. We'll kick the ball back out for Squires. Squires kicks it top of the circle. Driving is Anna. She'll step through a double team and lay it up and in. Anna Squires in the books here with a strong drive. And she's able to make it 11-0 Kearney Catholic. So Grossons, near midcourt, loses the basketball. A couple of white jerseys there. It's Calling who comes up with it. She'll dump it in for Prosowski, who makes the catch, takes it off glass, and will score. And another timeout here as Donovan Trumbull turns the ball over. They're down 13-0 with 3:56 to go. Another timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll be back with 3:56 to go in the first quarter. It's 13-0 Stars when we come back right after this.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl.
This is Lenny from Legal. You can't use the name of the game.
I said Super Bowl. You know, put soup in a bowl.
I don't understand.
During the game that shall not be named, Fanatics is serving a soup and chili buffet plus their full menu.
That sounds like a fun place to watch the Super Bowl. Oh, my bad.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl. Fanatics, north of the railroad track, Central Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. The Stars with a 13-0 lead to start the ball game here. And again, they've just been able to kind of do whatever they wanted to do, except they really haven't capitalized on all the opportunities they've had because they missed some layups. Most of their shots have either been really good looks with the three-pointer, and if there have been two-point opportunities, they've been within the lower triangle right underneath the basket. They will not pressure here as Donovan Trumbull brings in the offensive end. Poppy has it on that right side. We'll give it off for Grossons. Grossons will fire a three. That's a pretty-looking three. Emma Grossons will end the run here as it's now 13-3. So Grossons with the first bucket of the ball game here for the Cardinals. That'll give them a little life as Prosowski works around the perimeter, gives it left side for Stry, who checked in during the timeout. Her three-pointer is no good, and the rebound is going to be pulled out of there by Long as Caitlin Long pulls down the bound. They'll give it off your left side for Morgan Teal, and now Prosowski's going to fire a three. That will not go, and a rebound taken out there by the Cardinals. Snagging the bound there was Tarnick, and she gets her first ball rebound of the game. On the bounce here, Grosshans. Hit the three-pointer a little bit ago, but she's well past the three-point arc, so she'll give it off on the left side here for Rash. Throws it in the corner. They enter it inside, and then there's trouble in there for Rash as she has it stolen away by Strite. So Donovan Trumbull with the turnover. Strite will lead the break up ahead. Squires kicks it out for Prasoski. Prasoski will fire a three-pointer. That's no good, and we've got the ball out of bounds as it's the side of the rim. And checking in now for Kearney Catholic will be Kylie Teal. So Kylie will come in. Allie Prasoski will step out with 2:40 to go in quarter number one. 13-3. Stars started the game on a 13-0 run until it was answered there by Grosshans, who has the dribble to the free throw line right now. She'll kick it off on the right side. Finding some space there is Poppy. She'll throw it on the baseline. A little dribble through. Shots no good. And rebounded by Squires. So Squires pulls down the rebound, and she'll kick it off for Teal. Teal gets it back inside for Anna Squires. Back around the perimeter we go as Morgan Teal will now help work it for Long. Back to Morgan Teal. Now Kylie will fire a three, and she'll hit the three. So Kylie Teal will drain the three-pointer, and her sister will give her an assist. It's 16-3. 2 minutes to go here in quarter number one. Grosshans facing a double team, steps through it. Stop of the circle, pass on that right side, nearly intercepted, but the Cardinals still have it. Nice pass in the lane, little kick out, and now a three-pointer here for Grosshans, top of the circle. That shot will not fall, and the rebound will go into the hands of a hustling Anna Squires. She was able to track it down, and she'll kick it up to Teal, and Teal drains the three-pointer in transition. Morgan Teal with her first 3 points of the ball game, and it's now 19-3. So Grosshans facing a little pressure, stolen away, pass up ahead and trying to get back to the ball. She ran into Strite and end up kind of pushing her, so that's going to be a foul on Grosshans. If she does not commit the foul, though, that is going to be a layup there for Kearney Catholic. But unfortunately, you can only do that about four more times before you're ineligible to play any more basketball. Strite the inbounded here. That's the first foul of the game here against either team. Strite after inbounding it will pass it off on that left side, and Donovan Trumbull will get the turnover as it was an errant pass. Grosshans has it, shoots over the top of Teal, shot's no good. Offensive rebound in underneath there for Tarnick, and Tarnick, her pass out is going to be a turnover. She just missed the target. Somebody was cutting just as she was making the pass and just throws it into the Kearney Catholic student section over there. Final minute of the first quarter, 19-3. Great pass inside for Long, and she's going to lay it up with that right hand. It's up and in. So Caitlin Long gets a great entry pass, and she goes in with a not exactly a power dribble, but awfully close to it, and she's able to lay it up and in. Ball knocked out of bounds here by Jordan Strite, who docked it into the backcourt as pressure was being put on Grosshans there. Now Grosshans will get the ball inbounded to her by Alex Williams, who checked in. So Williams will get the ball back on the left side, dribbles to the near middle of the court, gives it off for Grosshans. Grosshans, great ball fake, trying to dribble around Long, loses the ball, stands up with it, and that's going to be a walk. Had she stayed down and tried to pass it out, she'd been okay, but when she picked up that loose ball, she was kneeling down, so as soon as she stood up, that was going to be a travel. 21-3, Stars with the lead and the basketball. Kick up ahead here to Strite, gets it to Long at the elbow, out to Teal, and Morgan Teal will drain a three-pointer. Nice ball movement. Morgan Teal makes it 24-3. Got 13 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Pass in the middle of the lane here for Pfeiffer, who kicks it right back out here for Grosshans. Grosshans, pressure comes. 3 seconds left. Pass tipped. Ball is loose. Teal comes up with it, and that will do it for the end of the first quarter. Dominated by Kearney Catholic as they have a 24-3 lead. And we'll head to the second quarter right after this timeout.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. And again, Kearney Catholic doing without Michelle Mesbarger, who has a little bit of a sore shoulder. She did not practice yesterday, not playing today. Hopes that she can practice tomorrow. And she's just got a little soreness in that shoulder. Ball inbounded. Rash has it between the circles here. Donovan trouble. First possession of the second quarter. They got a little work to do. They trail it 24-3. No pressure being put on Pfeiffer. And she'll dribble and then loses the basketball, and that'll be a double dribble. So Mesbarger with that sore shoulder. And that is the injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Squires is going to kick it left side for Whitney Colling. Back out for Maddie Squires. Maddie looking inside for Long, but she'll work it back around to her other sister. And around the perimeter we go. Driving, shooting is Colling. Gets her own rebound after the tough miss there. And she'll get the ball to Maddie Squires. Maddie Squires uses a great screen set by Long, and she'll lay it up and in. Long basically posted up there, and that allowed a seam there for Maddie Squires to drive through to make it 26-3. 7 minutes to go here in the ball game. Poppy with the dribble, loses it, but is able to track the ball back down. She'll kick it into that corner on the right side for Rash. Rash enters it in, and then it's stolen away by Squires. So Anna Squires dribbles down the sideline, nearly lost it, and made a good decision not to try to dribble that ball as it was starting to go up high, so she just kind of secured it, and we're in the half-court set here. Squires now has it at the elbow, kicks it left side for Prososky. Prososky's going to fire a three, and Allie Prososky will drain the three-pointer. She now has 8 points in the game. 29-3. And Grosson's the only player to score so far for the Cardinals, and she just had her pocket picked. It was stolen away there by Colling, and Colling gets the ball back on the fast break by Prososky, and Colling's going to lay it up and in after the steal. They get the layup. And we got another timeout being taken here by Donovan Trumbull with 6:13 to go in the second quarter. It's 31-3 this timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. And we'll take the timeout with them. We're back after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Well, Kearney Catholic doing everything they want to do here. They lead Donovan Trumbull 31-3. And by the way, with their loss to St. Cecilia last week, they've been knocked out of the top 10, according to the Omaha World Herald, the statewide top 10. They are now number two in Class C1 behind Lincoln Christian and Minden, who lost last week to St. Cecilia as well. They're number three, followed by Pierce, and Kearney Catholic fans know Pierce very well because that's been their obstacle at the state basketball tournament, and the folks in Minden know Pierce pretty well, too, because Pierce, with two straight state championships, is probably the reason why we haven't had a local state champion in girls basketball the last couple of years, because Minden and Kearney Catholic have been right there, and so Pierce... Yeah, it's kind of theirs to have until somebody takes it away from them. The inbounds here for Donovan Trumbull. They bring the ball in the offensive zone. A screen set here for Grosshans, but she'll take it off on the left side, giving it to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer working against Teal. Will kick the ball left side for Grosshans. Grosshans on the dribble. Will kick the ball back out for Poppy. Poppy takes it down to the baseline. Anna Squires, good pressure put on there, and it's an errant pass. Another Donovan Trumbull turnover, and here comes the Stars on the run. Kick up ahead here on the left side for Kylie Teal. She's going to drive down to the baseline, put up a little floater, no good, and we've got a foul on the rebound. It was pulled down by the Cardinals' Sydney Rash. We'll give her credit for a rebound, but we also had a reach there by Maddie Squires. And so for Squires, that'll be her first foul. And that's the first foul as a team against Kearney Catholic with 5:35 to go here in the second quarter. Long three-pointer here for Grossons. And her three-pointer's no good, but rebounded out there by Donovan Trumbull. And they're working it around the perimeter. Get a quick little jumper on that left side. It's no good. And the rebound goes out to Maddie Squires. So Squires will get it to Prasoski, and Prasoski's going to set up the half-court offense. Prasoski, left side, gives it now in the lane here for Squires. Squires will drive with that dominant hand, and Maddie Squires takes it off glass, and it's good. Got a pass from the high post from Anna Squires, who got it in the middle of the lane there for Maddie, and Maddie, good strong drive taking it off glass, and we'll have a line change here for Kearney Catholic at the next stoppage. Ball being passed around the perimeter here by the Cardinals. They'll give it off left side. Grossons is going to fire a three-pointer. It is no good. And coming out of there with it is going to be Teal. So Kylie Teal on the dribble. Kicks left side for Prasoski. Prasoski gives it for Anna Squires. Anna gives it back out for Prasoski. Maddie's now in the lane asking for the ball. They'll dump it into her in the lane. A little backdoor cut. Anna's going to drive, and they're going to call a charge on her. Good position there defensively by Carson Poppy. And so Anna Squires is going to be called for the offensive foul. She's going to be called for the charge there. And there's the substitution for Kearney Catholic. Old father into the game, Caitlin Long, Morgan Teal, Strite, and also out there is Ashlyn Schmaderer. Schmaderer right now putting a little pressure on the ball as Poppy has it. Strite now. They switch as they put pressure on, and a bad pass. Donovan Trumbull turns it over again, and Strite will slowly bring in the offensive end. Kick on the left side here for Teal. Teal's pass nearly stolen away, but Schmader is able to track it down, and then it's taken away from her and out of bounds by Maddie Grosshans, and it goes out of bounds. They run out of room over there. So Kearney Catholic will maintain the possession here, and Schmader brings in the offensive end. She'll get it at the high post for Long. He gives it in for Oldfather. Oldfather, strong drive to the basket. Hit on the arm, and she's going to go line and will shoot two. Only our third foul called in the game with 3:50 to go. That'll be the first personal foul here on Donovan Trumbull's Maddie Grosshans. And the free throw is no good here for Oldfather. And back into the game for the Cardinals is going to be Emma Grosshans. So Oldfather, now 0 for 4 on the season from the free throw line, and there's her first one of the year as she makes 1 of 2. So she's in the book, and it's now a 34-3 lead. Pass on the right side, trying to track it down over there is going to be the Cardinals. They're able to kick it back out here for Emma Grosshans. Gives it left side for Pfeiffer. They throw it in the corner. Now nice entry pass down low on the baseline. Jumper here by Maddie Grosshans, no good. And Schmader comes out with the rebound. Long pass up ahead, now into the lane. That's going to be Long. Oldfather, rather. Nice entry pass into Oldfather, and she uses the glass nicely and banks it in. Leaning in there and use that glass to her advantage. That's a pretty bucket there by Sarah Oldfather. Driving here is Emma Grosshans. Entry pass knocked away by Long. Another Donovan Trumbull turnover, and they'll give it off here for Strite. So Strite in the offensive end. On the bounce, and we'll give it off here left side for Schmaderer. Schmaderer is going to drive the baseline, takes it in with that left hand, and Schmaderer is in the book. She lays it in with that left hand and is now 38-3. Kick on the left side here for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer gives it in the corner here for Emily Grosshans. Back out to Grosshans on that baseline, well behind the three-point arc, but can't shoot over the taller Oldfather, so she'll work it back around for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer, and they're going to call a kick there as Morgan Teal stepped in with that left leg in the passing lane. Knocked the ball out of bounds. Alex Williams checking in here for the Cardinals. Also checking in to inbound the ball here is going to be Carson Poppy. She's back into the game with 2:27 to go. It's 38-3. Around the perimeter, pass is tipped. Schmader trying to come up with it, but it is tracked down there by Tarnick. Tarnick gives it off on the right side. Three-pointer for Donovan Trumbull. Won't fall, and another rebound by Long. Long will give it to Strite. Strite on the dribble, takes it on that right side. Uses upper dribble, gives it to Schmader. Schmader down low for Long. Long, low floater on the rim, no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound. And I'm sure that's going to be going against Long. Yes, it is. That'll be her first. Little too aggressive going after the rebound there. And we've got substitution coming in here for the Cardinals. And that's going to be Sydney Rash. Rash in the ball game with a minute 56 to go. 38-3. Kearney Catholic in command here. Grosshans will give it off on that right side. It goes off the fingertips of Alex Williams and out of bounds, but credit Jordan Streit for forcing that turnover. She stepped in there, nearly made the steal, but deflected the pass enough that they couldn't catch it, but enough that the Cardinals at least touched it as it goes out of bounds. Nice little spin move here for Streit. She brings it in the offensive end. They give it to Oldfather on that left wing, well behind the three-point arc. Gets a screen, still has the dribble. Will kick it out for Streit. They get it down the low block for Oldfather. Nice pass out for Schmaderer. Schmaderer is going to kick it out for Teal. Teal firing the three, and she hits the three. Morgan Teal strokes in the three-pointer, and that's nine in the game for her. It's 41-3, minute 20 to go. On the bounce here is Poppy. She'll give it top of the circle here for Maddie Grosshans. Grosshans gives it away. Three-pointer right side up and good. Nice stroke there for Carson Poppy as she strokes it in. And that will stop a 22-0 run. It's now 41-6. Two three-pointers here for Donovan Trumbull. Final minute before halftime. 41-6. Pass inside for Long. Long, nice little post move. Takes it in with that offhand. And she'll went back the other way with that offhand and was able to take it in off the glass. So with the dribble here is Poppy. Poppy loses it, but is able to get it off for Grosshans. Grosshans drives the lane, floats it up there, no good. And Streit is able to pull down the rebound after the miss. And with 24 seconds left, she has her pocket pick stolen away there by Grosshans. With that left hand, she'll lay it up. And Emma Grosshans with the steal and then the layup on the other end. That was a pretty play. Cuts the lead down to 35. It's 43-8 as there's now 10 seconds to go before halftime. Schmaderer on the dribble. Will give it off on the right side for Oldfather. Throws it top of the circle for Long. Long's going to drive. It hangs on the rim. It is no good. And rebounded by Poppy at the buzzer. A good look there for Kearney Catholic at the end of the first half, but they couldn't get the shot to fall. And so they'll start the second half with a 43-8 lead. Kearney Catholic in command over Donovan Trumbull. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clinic.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We are at halftime where the Kearney Catholic girls are in command over Donovan Trumbull, 43-8 here at intermission. Kind enough to join us to talk a little bit about boys basketball is Kearney Catholic head coach Scott Carlin. And Coach, tell us what you know about Donovan Trumbull. They're 5-7.
You know, in some ways, they're a lot of near us. In some ways, they'll have some very good games. Then they're up and down in other games. They kind of went away from some of their set stuff that they were running maybe early and kind of went to more of a dribble drive offense, which we run very similar stuff. And I think it kind of gives them a little more freedom to let their athletes be athletes instead of saying, you have to cut here, you have to do this, stuff like that. And since they've done that, they've scored the ball a lot better and stuff like that, and they've created more problems.
Yeah, and it, you, like you said, you kind of mentioned they're kind of up and down. You guys have been kind of up and down, too. Obviously, Saturday, that's a tough environment against a pretty darn good basketball team. What are some things you can take out of that when you play a team as talented and as physically strong as St. Cecilia is?
You know, after we spotted them about 10 the second until about 2 minutes left in the third quarter, we played even with them and actually had cut their 12-point lead down to 9 before they went on the barrage. And our kids' heads and everybody's heads kind of just dropped a little bit. So we really tried to hang on the two quarters that we played even with them on as opposed to the other stuff because – you know, for two quarters, we probably played even with one of the best teams in the state, regardless of class.
And again, that's kind of a theme that we've kind of heard. Again, that's indicative of the team that's 7-7. You've got your good moments, you've got your bad moments. How are you trying to reach them to try to prolong those good moments and reduce the bad ones?
You know, we're going to kind of got through this big stretch of 5 games in 7 days or whatever it was. And, you know, I think the bench is going to start getting a little shorter, kind of like we did last year for our stretch run. And we talked to the guys about taking some ownership of, hey, I'm tired. Coach is getting a sub in, but I got to push through it a little bit more instead of saying, I'm tired. Okay, I'm done. So that's a big thing there. And then using the offense, knowing guys that need to get touches, where they need to get touches. I mean, Zach Jackson's one of the better ball players in the area, and he's working extremely hard to get the ball at the 10-foot volleyball line sometimes. We got to have other guys be willing to step up, set a screen for him to get Zach open, and Zach's got a screen for other people to get open because that's a great way to get open. And we talked a lot about those things of knowing when to get guys' touches, who's got to get the ball and stuff like that. And then at times, just say, okay, we're going to work the ball for 4 or 5 extra passes and get a better shot than just an okay look.
And that has not traditionally been Kearney Catholic's strong suit in terms of being patient offensively.
Yeah,
how's that for politically correct?
It's kind of a change of mindset for some of these kids because, you know, even watching some of our junior high kids, we just kind of ingrain so much that you play hard, you run everywhere, and sometimes you take some bad shots, but that's okay because you're playing so hard defensively. You're making things happen. That's kind of the downside to it. But we're talking about, hey, you can still play hard as you can, and then on offense, reward yourself by getting a layup or getting a wide open look instead of a somewhat contested shot or something like that.
You kind of mentioned Donovan Trumbull being somewhat physical. I know you're going to, excuse me, somewhat athletic. I know you're going to run into a lot of athleticism this week when Boys Town comes into town. What are some things that you already kind of know that you're going to be looking at and working on this week?
You know, we're going to have to attack some zones because Boys Town does a great job of saying, okay, we're going to play zones to kind of pull the reins in on some of these guys and then just be athletic in your area. So we'll have to attack zones in a variety of different ways. They play about 3 different zones, and they got a couple big kids in, so we're going to have to work on rebounding a lot more because that was probably the biggest disappointment other than effort maybe late was our lack of rebounding defensively. I think St. Cecilia had 16 or 18 offensive rebounds against us, and games we've been successful, we've rebounded the ball.
How does Donovan like to attack you guys? What does their defense do?
You know, they've shown about 3 different things that I've seen consistently on different films. They've shown some 2-3 zone. They've shown a little man-to-man, 1-3-1. And then they've played some junk at different times. So, you know, we're kind of ready for the whole kitchen sink. And guys are just going to have to adapt. And we're going to have to know how to attack weak spots and areas. And we talked about different spots of where to attack different zones at yesterday. And you know, when it comes down to it, guys got to put the ball in the hole, and we got to defend a lot better than we did.
What do you see as really kind of a key, if there's a key stat, what should I be looking for tonight?
Rebounds. If we rebound the ball well, I think we'll be in good shape.
All right, Scott, appreciate the time.
Thanks,
good luck to you. We'll talk to you after the game. Scott Kylan, head boys basketball coach for the Kearney Catholic Stars. The Lady Stars are comfortably ahead of Donovan Trumbull here at halftime, 43-8. At intermission, this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at our halftime numbers right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's take a look at the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Donovan Trumbull. They're being led so far by Emma Grosshans. She's got 5 points here at intermission. Carson Poppy popped in a three-pointer. She's got 3 points here at halftime. So there's your 8 points for Donovan Trumbull, who trailed this one at intermission by a score of 43-8. For Kearney Catholic, all five starters have scored relatively effectively. They're being led so far by Morgan Teal. She has 9 points. Allie Prasoski with 8. Maddie Squires with 6. Kylie Teal with 5. Whitney Colling, 4. Caitlin Long off the bench with 4. Sarah Oldfather has 3. Ashlyn Schmaderer with 2. And Anna Squires with 2 points. So you have 9 players that have scored here for Kearney Catholic so far in the ball game. Donovan Trumbull, 2 of 8, shooting the three-pointer. Kearney Catholic is 6 of 10. Overall shooting for Kearney Catholic, they are overall field goals 18 for 29, while Donovan Trumbull is 3 of 15. So 3 of 15, that will equate to about a shooting percentage of about 20%. Meanwhile, Kearney Catholic shooting percentage very solid, as they're at 62% of the game, and they lead it now 43-8. One last break. We'll have the third quarter start when we come back, with Kearney Catholic leading at 43-8 right after this timeout.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska-Land National Bank broadcast booth. Kearney Catholic with a 43-8 lead as we're heading now into the third quarter. Stars right now on the verge of making this a running clock. If they get to 40 points at any point here in the second half, it'll run through everything except a timeout and the change of quarters, including free throws and stuff. So that'll move things along pretty quickly here, and it appears that that may very well be the case. Stars going with their starters to start the second half here. Colling will give it off on the right side for Teal. Teal gets a nice screen from Anna Squires. Squires makes a catch in lane, puts up a shot, no good, trying to fight for the rebound, gets it. It's going to kick it back out for Teal, and Teal's going to stroke in the three-pointer. So Kylie Teal will drain the three-pointer, and Anna Squires couldn't make the shot on the drive, but got a great rebound and was able to kick it back out. So we've got a 38-point ball game at 46-8. On the dribble is Grosshans. She'll kick it off on the left side. A little penetration here by Poppy, and it's going to be a hell ball. And we haven't had too many of those. Possession arrow is pointing to Donovan Trumbull. So the Cardinals will inbound underneath their own basket here with 7:20 to go here in the third quarter. 46-8. Stars in command. And the ball going to be inbounded on the baseline here for Tarnick. Tarnick will kick it top of the circle. That's Grosshans. She'll get it on their right side. And they'll kick it back on that baseline. They're trying to post up, but really no room to throw over the top of the two Squires sisters. So dribbling with it is going to be Poppy. Poppy gave it away. Now gets it back, working against Prasoski. And she'll get it top of the circle here for Grosshans. Grosshans has it on that left side. We'll dribble a little bit, kick it right side for Poppy. Poppy's going to fire a three-pointer. It is no good, and the rebound tipped around, and finally, Kearney Catholic is able to come up with it. Snagging the rebound there is going to be Colling. So Colling brings in the offensive end, and she'll give it top of the circle here for Teal. Teal lobs inside for Squires. Squires is going to take it off glass, and with that bucket, Anna Squires now has four in the game, and it's a 40-point ball game with 6:29 to go in the third quarter. So we'll have a running clock from here on out. Driving and missing. Contested shot there was Grosshans as it was partially deflected by Squires, and then Squires then got the rebound. So directing traffic now is going to be Whitney Colling. She'll hand it off for Prasoski. Lobs it to the elbow. Nice give and go. Driving is Prasoski. He loses the ball on the way up. They got it on the high post, and as soon as she passed it on that high post, Prasoski rolled right through there off of a nice little pick and roll and had a great look at it, but lost the ball on the way up. So Kearney Catholic will miss the shot here, and it goes out of bounds. On the left wing, on the bounce here is Poppy. She's going to give the ball off here for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer on the dribble is now going to bounce it right wing here for Grosshans. Grosshans dribbles, is going to jump stop, shoot a three-pointer, a little bit short there, and the rebound tracked down by Teal, and then I think she stepped on the baseline. Yeah, Kylie Teal pulled down the defensive rebound, but then turned the ball over, stepping on the baseline, trying to dribble around the pressure put on there by Pfeiffer. So Pfeiffer will inbound. And Kiana Pfeiffer, five-second count going on, gets it in just in time, but it's going to be intercepted by Whitney Colling. So another Donovan Trumbull turnover. Kearney Catholic out-rebounding. Donovan Trumbull 16-6, and turnovers, well, it's just not going to look very good at all. 24 turnovers compared to 5. On the dribble is Teal. Teal's going to get it off here for Prasoski. Prasoski bumping into Grosshans. Will dribble all the way down to the baseline, take it off glass, and good. That's just a strong, powerful drive there by Allie Prasoski going against the smaller Grosshans. They're the same height, but there is a size difference. As Prasoski, very strong with the basketball. Dribbling is Poppy. Poppy has it ripped away by Prasoski. Prasoski knocked down. No whistle. It rolls out for Grosshans, who fires a three-pointer, and it hit the rim and took a very high bounce and went over the top of the glass. And that'll be a team rebound here for Kearney Catholic. Stars will make a line change. Cardinals making some substitutions as well. Checking in for them is going to be Maddie Grosshans. She comes into the game. And for Kearney Catholic, Kylie stays out there, but Morgan Teal checks into the game. Jordan Squires is out there. Whitney Colling brings in the offensive end. They give it off here on the left side for Kylie Teal. Backdoor cut, and boy, what a great pass inside for Jordan Streit, who lays it up and in. Streit knew what to do with it as soon as she got that great pass from the wing. So the ball top of the circle here for Pfeiffer. 3:08 to go with a running clock. 3:38, rather, to go with a running clock in the third quarter. Miss on that left side. Donovan Trumbull just can't really buy a basket. They miss a couple of shots. Finally, Streit pulls down the rebound, and then she's going to be fouled. So Ashlyn Schmaderer will check in. She'll play point. She gets the ball inbounded to her, picked up there defensively by Alex Williams. Nice drive here by Schmaderer, who will kick it off on the left side for Morgan Teal. Top of the circle for Streit. Gets it in the lane for Long. Great pass out for Schmaderer, and Schmaderer will hit a three. So Ashlyn Schmaderer drains the three-pointer, and it's 55-8. Kearney Catholic up now by 47 with less than 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And the 3 minutes will take about 3 minutes to get here because there'll be a running clock. On the dribble is Poppy. She's double-teamed, and we've got a timeout. Well, so much for that theory. Timeout taken by Mark Davis. Only has one timeout left here, but this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. It's 55-8 with 2:44 to go here in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic in control. Donovan Trumbull will inbound it. We come back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Stars in control here. 47-point lead right now. 55-8. With 2:44 to go. And the Cardinals will inbound it. They toss it in here for Williams. Around the perimeter, giving it right side for Tarnick. Back out here for Hannah Hurst, who checked in the game during the stoppage. Her pass is deflected. Schmaderer is able to come up with it. Another Donovan Trouble turnover. The kick up ahead here for Morgan Teal. She'll get it out for Oldfather. Oldfather for Streit. And Oldfather on the left wing, well behind a three-point arc, but Streit will dribble on the right side. And she'll get it out for Schmaderer. Schmaderer kicks left side for Teal. Inside for Long. Great catch by Long, who then lost the ball. Good hands in there by Tarnick to force the turnover. As the Stars do lose control of the basketball, Poppy came up with it, but Tarnick knocked the ball loose. And in the offensive end, here is Poppy. She'll bring it between the circles. A little dribbling here by Williams, and around the perimeter we go. They're looking to the inside, but Long is there, and there's nowhere to pass the ball. And the pass is going to be knocked away from Tarnick and out of bounds by Teal. And Donovan Trumbull will make some more substitutions, bringing Emma Grosshans back into the game. Zoe Ballard checks in for the first time. And the ball going to be inbounded here for Rash. So Sydney Rash working against low pressure. Oldfather now will pressure Grosshans as they work around the perimeter. A three-pointer here by Maddie Grosshans. And Donovan Trumbull couldn't save it as it goes out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic going to be moving on here to 14-1 on the season. Donovan Trumbull will fall to 3-12 at the conclusion of this game. Ball inbounded here for Jordan Streit. Streit, great pressure put on there by Grosshans, and Streit does a nice job of handling it. Skip pass over here for Oldfather. Oldfather dribbles on the left wing. 5 second count going on, but she's tall enough to step over the top of the pressure and get it off for Jordan Streit, who gives it off here for Morgan Teal, and they throw it top of the circle. And we're going to have a reach as Oldfather made a nice catch. That will be a foul against Donovan Trumbull, just their second. And just the first foul here on Maddie Grosshans. And we've got a quick 30-second timeout being taken by Kearney Catholic with 40.2 to go in the third quarter. Stars in control 55-8. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be back right after this.
Find a truckload of savings on the ag tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 reduces fuel costs and downtime. BKT Pivot Tires give great traction and long tread wear. Come see the new generation of low-profile tractor tires with the Mitas AC85 R1W. Ask about getting a $100 rebate on Firestone tires. Call for current prices on their tires in the size you need at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of central Nebraska.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Reminder for you on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, Overton and Elwood. Right now, Overton with a 31-30 lead as they start the fourth quarter. Again, that game's on our sister station, and we had a high dribble that Schmaderer didn't control, and she's going to be called for the turnover. They're going to call it a carry. It's not really a carry per se, but it is certainly a turnover. And so that running clock, they'll inbound it now with 20 seconds to go. Grosshans in the offensive end. Schmader will put a little pressure on. Grosshans, nice dribble. Bounce pass into the lane. A little floater from 15 feet away here by Maddie Grosshans, and it rolls in. Nice shooter's touch there for Maddie Grosshans. 4 seconds left. Teal in transition. Fires the three. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound. Shot won't fall for Long. And that will do it for the first three quarters here. Stars in control 55-10 as we start the fourth quarter right after this timeout.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
Seed, undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here as we start the fourth quarter. And Donovan Trumbull just trying to get something positive happen here, but Kearney Catholic does have the ball first, and they're working around the perimeter. Annie Treadle has it. Gets a nice little screen, takes it, gets it inside for Long. Long's going to drive, lay it up and in. That's a nice little pick and roll there. And Long makes it now 57-10. We've got 7:40 to go here in the ball game. On the bounce, Poppy. Poppy looking at a little pressure. We'll give it off on the right side. Driving is Rash. Rash has her shot blocked by Long. And the ball is going to go out of bounds, and there'll be Kearney Catholic ball. You know, for Donovan Trumbull, it's not about this game. It's about getting better for the course of the season. So they're going to still play a lot of their regulars here to kind of get some sort of something positive going here in the game. And they just need to keep on battling. That would be their seeds of success. Brought to you by your Pioneer seed representative, Craig Regis. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soil.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Sorry for the technical difficulties. We just basically traded turnovers, essentially, is what happened. And the ball entered down low for Old Father. Old Father, strong drive, hit on the arm, and now she's going to go line and will shoot a couple of free throws. She went one of two her last trip for her first made free throw of the season. And now she's got some rhythm. She makes the free throw here. And that'll make it now 58-10 with 5:50 to go. And as I was saying for the Cardinals, it's not about trying to get back and win this game. It's just about doing something positive. A couple of free throws here for Old Father. And again, just playing positive and finishing strong would be their seeds of success. Brought to you by your Pioneer seed representative, Craig Regis. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Gets the best for your field this year with Craig Regis. Your Pioneer seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. Cardinals try the three-pointer. It's no good. Rebounded by Morgan Teal. So Teal pulls down the defensive rebound after the Donovan Trumbull miss. And then a steal. Nice job there by Grossons. Grossons is going to drive all the way in. And she lays it up and in. That's exactly what we're talking about. Just keep on playing your game. Keep doing what you do. Grossons now has 7 points in the game. It's 59-12. 5 minutes to go. Entry pass down low. Strong drive by Old Father, and she lays it up and in. Sarah Old Father getting the ball about 8 feet away and dribbling hard. Just kind of knew that she had a little bit of a seam there. And she attacked the basket. Nice job there. Left side in underneath. Left-handed shot here by Tarnick. And Tarnick will get her first bucket of the night. Ashley Tarnick with that entry pass makes it now 61-14. And Kearney Catholic turns it away. Nearly. They save it into the hands of Old Father, who will capitalize. She lays it up with the left hand. Well, it's going out of bounds. And Donovan Trumbull saved it underneath the enemy basket into the hands of Old Father. And she said, thank you very much. Kick left side here for Pfeiffer. She's going to fire a three-pointer. It is no good. And the rebound taken out by Schmaderer. Schmaderer in the offensive end. Dribbles, gives it away, gets it back. Nice pass by Teal. And Schmaderer is going to lay it up and in. And we've got a timeout just to make a substitution here with 4:05 to go. And it's just a substitution timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. As, well, the coaching staff for Donovan Trumbull wants to use it. Kearney Catholic was going to pass on it. They just wanted to stop the clock so they can make some substitutions. If Donovan Trumbull agrees, we just play basketball again. But Mark Davis wants to give some instructions to his younger kids, and good for him. Understanding it isn't about tonight. It's about the future, and he's going to talk to them about he's coaching them up still with 4:05 to go in a basketball game where they trail at 65-14. Donovan Trumbull does break the huddle, and they're ready to get back into action here. And now the Stars are ready. Schmader is out there for Kearney Catholic. I can't remember who they brought in. Annie Treadle is who they called the timeout for, as well as Jenny Beans to check into the game. Old Father and Stride out there as well. Pressure being put on. Ball knocked loose by Old Father and then picked up by Strite. So Donovan Trumbull forces it inside, and Kearney Catholic forces the turnover. Dribble on the right side here for Beans. Beans will work it around. Schmader is going to drive the lane. Little floater back of the iron, no good. And Grossons pulls down the defensive rebound after a good-looking shot there for Kearney Catholic. 3.5 to go here. Dribbling is Grossons. She's stopped top of the circle. Gets it out for Pfeiffer as they work around the perimeter. Nice pressure there by Beans. They'll skip it out here for Williams. Williams gives it off on the left side for Grossons. Her three-pointer is no good. And coming down with that rebound out of there is going to be Streit. So Streit faces a little pressure, gives it away to Beans. Now will drive, get a great bounce pass, miss the tough layup, and it's going to be rebounded out of there by the Cardinals. Snagging the bounds there was Maddie Grosshands. And we're going to have a little ball knocked out of bounds. I thought they were going to call a foul there for just a moment. In any event, it will be Cardinal basketball as they work around the perimeter. Clock moving here with 2:40 to go. Pass a little bit too high over the intended receiver, Emma Grosshans. She had no chance of making the catch there. And so that'll be another Donovan Trumbull turnover. And unofficially, 31 turnovers compared to 10 for Kearney Catholic. Entry pass down low for Old Father. Nice kick out for Teal, and Morgan Teal will drain the three. Nice look there by Old Father. Nice in-out game. Dribbling on the run here, Grossons. Grossons missed the left-hand layup. Shot won't fall. And rebounding there is going to be Sarah Old Father. So Old Father will kick it up ahead. A little penetration out for Teal. Schmaderer has it. Gives it to Beans on the right side. Entry pass knocked back to Beans. And she'll get it out for Teal, top of the circle. Inside for Old Father, who on the way to the basket had the ball stuffed on her. And they're going to call a foul here. And we got a timeout. Timeout being called here by Kearney Catholic. And the foul is going to be called on Ashley Tarnick. For Tarnick, that is going to be her second foul of the game. Not a lot of fouls called on either team. And this timeout will kind of extend the game just a little bit here for Kearney Catholic. Like I say, with a running clock, they could have eaten up a little bit more time. But again, both coaches want this opportunity to coach up some of those players who don't necessarily see a lot of varsity action. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. And it is a final out in Elwood as the Lady Pirates pick up a 45-40 win over Overton, and the boys game forthcoming on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Here, the Kearney Catholic girls in control, 67-14. We anticipate a much tighter boys game as Donovan Trumbull is 5-7 on the season, Kearney Catholic 7-7. Both teams kind of play the same tempo, so they're going to be very similar. It should be a fun basketball game. 100 seconds to go in this one. And Kearney Catholic will inbound it. Annie Treadle will trigger in the inbounds play. I'll hand her the basketball on the baseline. They set a screen, does Kearney Catholic, and they'll throw it top. According to Donovan Trumbull as it's tied up. So the Cardinals will have it. Now with 1:20 to go. On the bounce, they'll give it off here for Abigail Williams. Abby Williams gave it away. Now we'll get the ball out here for Hannah Hurst. And who gives it off here left side for Ballard, Zoe Ballard. Pass is deflected, but Hurst is able to track it down. And the pass on the left side is going to be knocked out of bounds by Morgan Teal. And they stopped the clock. They weren't supposed to do that, but I don't think anybody's overly upset at that. And the inbounds goes off the hands of one of the Donovan Trumbull players and out of bounds. So that'll be another Donovan Trumbull turnover. And again, 32 turnovers to 10. And Kearney Catholic, many of those were steals and layups on the other end. Entry pass going to be knocked down here by the Cardinals. Great effort down there making the steal and then passing it out here by Maddie Grosshans. Now on the baseline with it is Kaylee Lewis. Lewis passes it out. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Schmaderer. So the Cardinals inbounded on the end of their bench, and it's going to be intercepted by Annie Treadle. Treadle makes a steal. She'll drive, left-hand layup, up and good. Annie Treadle with both the steal and then the layup on the other end. 10 seconds left. 69-14. Dribbling right side is going to be Abby Williams. Gives it top of the circle for Ballard. Ballard pass is going to be stolen away by Beans. Beans will try a half-court shot, and that will do it. The game ends somewhat appropriately on a Donovan Trumbull turnover, and Kearney Catholic wins this one by a final of 69-14. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine North Peak Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
Find a truckload of savings on the ag tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 reduces fuel costs and downtime. BKT Pivot Tires give great traction and long tread wear. Come see the new generation of low-profile tractor tires with the Mitas AC85 R1W. Ask about getting a $100 rebate on Firestone tires. Call for current prices on their tires in the size you need at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as the Kearney Catholic Stars roll in girls basketball a final of 69-14. This is the New West Sports Medicine and North Peak Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We're Donovan Trumbull. They fall now to 3-12 on the year. Next action for them will be Thursday when they travel to Thayer Central. Kearney Catholic won't see action until Saturday. They'll be home where they'll be taking on Wayne in somewhat of an unusual doubleheader as they'll be playing, and then there'll be a plenty of time between that game and when Boys Town comes to town, and the Kearney Catholic boys will play them. So it's a doubleheader for Kearney Catholic, but it's a single game for both Wayne and Boys Town in girls and boys basketball. Once again, your final in this one, 69-14, early in the third quarter. They had the running clock, and so we're way ahead of schedule here. Let's take a look at some of the overall stats. And again, a few of those I've already hinted at that were rather dominant. Unofficially, I had Kearney Catholic out-rebounding Donovan Trumbull 22-8. Weren't that many rebounds in this game because Kearney Catholic was making shots and Donovan Trumbull was turning the ball over. The other numbers that really jump out at you are the turnovers. Unofficially, I had Donovan Trumbull with 34 turnovers in the game, and that compares to 10 for Kearney Catholic. So shooting-wise, Donovan Trumbull was 6 of 29. Kearney Catholic was 29 of 47 in the game. Donovan Trumbull didn't even get to the free throw line because they had trouble really attacking and driving in. So they didn't get to the free throw line very much. There wasn't a whole lot of contact. And so for Donovan Trumbull, the individual numbers, Emma Grosshans leads the way. She had 7 points here in the ball game. That's about 10 under her average. Carson Poppy with 3 points in the game. Ashley Tarnick with 2, and Maddie Grosshans with 2 points as well. So they had 8 players in the books here for Donovan Trumbull. For Kearney Catholic, well, they had quite a few who ended up scoring in this game. They were led by Morgan Teal. She finished with 12 in the game. Allie Prasoski with 10. Sarah Oldfather with 9 points. Kylie Teal with 8. Ashlyn Schmaderer with 7. Maddie Squires with 6. Caitlin Long with 6. Whitney Colling with 4. Anna Squires with 4. Annie Treadle had 2. Jordan Streit with 2. And Jenny Beans did not score in the game. She did have a couple of rebounds. Michelle Messbarger did not play with that sore shoulder. So only Messbarger and Beans, the only two players who did not score here for Kearney Catholic on the night. And Beans still had a pretty good effort with a couple of rebounds in the amount of time that she was out there. And again, for Kearney Catholic, pretty balanced rebounding. Leading rebounders were Anna Squires and Jordan Streit with 4 each. And then Caitlin Long, Whitney Colling, each had 3. Kylie Teal with 2. Ashlyn Schmaderer with 2, Maddie Squires with 2, and as we mentioned, Jenny Beans also with a couple of rebounds here in the game. Kearney Catholic rolls in this one 69-14 over Donovan Trumbull, and We're going to start the boys' game a little early. They have not started the clock just yet for the 20-minute period here. They have 21:32 on the clock, so I think we'll be starting the game in about 22 minutes, which would be about 15 minutes ahead of schedule. So we'll have tip-off probably a little bit before 7:30. We're going to send it back to the studios for a little while and have coverage with ESPN, and we'll be talking about boys basketball here in about 12 minutes or so. Once again, our final, it was the Kearney Catholic girls with a 69-14 win over Donovan Trumbull. Kearney Catholic now 14-1 on the season. Donovan Trumbull is 3-12. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more boys basketball in about 12 or 13 minutes right here on ESPN Radio. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Kayla Henry. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with boys basketball in just a few minutes right here on ESPN.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.